I want to share with you more about your inheritance, your spiritual inheritance, and in particular, the blessing. The blessing of the Lord is part of your spiritual inheritance. To begin with, I want to read Revelations 5, 11, and 12. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing." Now we know that everything that Jesus has belongs to us as well. We are in Christ Jesus. So part of our inheritance is the blessing. Let's read about the blessing in Proverbs 10:22, so we know how important this inheritance of the blessing really is to us. Proverbs 10:22, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." That's really good, but I want to read two other translations, the Amplified and the NIV, for you to even get a clearer picture of the blessing of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22, the Amplified, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it." And the NIV of Proverbs 10:22 says, "The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it." The blessings are things like cars and houses, lands, businesses, whatever would be a blessing to you, whatever you need in the earth, want and dream and desire. But this scripture is talking about one thing, the blessing. The blessing is going to make you truly rich. And notice, it comes without sorrow and painful toil for it. Now that is a real blessing, a real inheritance, and we need to receive this inheritance of the blessing. And that's why I share all of this with you. The first time we see the blessing in the Bible is in Genesis 12, and it is part of your inheritance, as I am telling you. Say that, "The blessing is part of my inheritance." Genesis 12, verse 1. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will shew thee." With the blessing in mind, we have to understand what God is telling Abraham here. Translated, that means stop depending on the world system. You are in the world, but not of it. For the blessing to work in your life, you can't be looking or depending on the world system to support you. You are in the world, and you are going to operate through it, but you can't look and depend on it to sustain you. God is your only source and supply and your sustainer, and God is a jealous God, and he doesn't want anybody or anything as your source but him. I want to read Genesis 12, 2 and 3, but I want you to understand that this is talking about you. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." That's the first time that word blessing is seen in the Bible. Now, what is that word? The word in the Hebrew of blessing is barakah. This comes from the root word blessed, which is the word barak, and it means to endue with power for success, for prosperity, for fruitfulness, for fertility, for longevity, and for protection. In the areas where we have not been fruitful, this blessing is going to make us fruitful. The blessing of Abraham is the same blessing on us that we just read about. But I also want to confirm that this blessing of Abraham is yours. So I want to read Galatians 3, 13 and 14, so that there is no question that this is your blessing that came through Abraham. Galatians 3, 13, 14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Abraham believed God for the blessing, and it started in Abraham's life, and he was greatly blessed. You can be greatly blessed. It's the same blessing. So it's going to have to be faith in God and His Word that will allow the blessing to start in your life and have its place in your life at all times. You are going to have to develop your faith in the blessing and believe God's Word is the truth and that God cannot lie about this blessing inheritance. We will look at Genesis 27, and this will give you a picture of what is on you. Isaac was going to bless his son Esau, but his other son, Jacob, deceives Isaac and makes him think he is Esau, and Isaac blessed Jacob instead. Genesis 27, verses 26-27. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field, which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be everyone that blesseth thee. Isaac spoke that blessing over Jacob. Then Esau came to Isaac for the blessing. Isaac told him he just blessed his brother Jacob. Then Esau asked Isaac if he had another blessing for him. Isaac did this by mistake, but what Isaac spoke, he believed it was going to come to pass. And once he released it, then it was done. He knew the power of that blessing. From then till the day he dies, that blessing is going to be at work. So you need to know that Satan cannot separate you from the blessing, ever. The blessing will produce favor and promotion and protection. That's only just a part, just a fraction, a small fraction of what this blessing will mean to you. That blessing, when it comes on your life, it will produce things. One of the things it will produce for you is favor. When that favor is on your life, then it will cause people to give you whatever you request. Queen Esther is just one of our best examples for that. And we read about it in Esther chapter 5, 1 through 3. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal robe and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so, when the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the tip of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, What wilt thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request? It shall be even given to thee to the half of the kingdom. Queen Esther was blessed with favor from the king, and she spared her Jewish people from being killed. Notice with this blessing, the king promised Queen Esther even half of his kingdom. The blessing will get you favor, and favor will get you anything you request. You not only get favor in terms of the blessing, but with Joseph, the blessing got him promotion in Genesis 39. Pharaoh had a problem, but Joseph was the only one who could solve the problem because he had the blessing and favor on him. With the blessing, Joseph was raised up from a prisoner to prime minister and solved the king's problems. What favor and promotion the blessing produced for Esther and Joseph, it will now do it for you if you will put faith in the blessing on you. That same blessing is going to protect you and your family in these dangerous days. I mean, this blessing is really important to you. I hope you are seeing that. This is the time for your inheritance of the blessing. You need to get faith with the blessing, and I'm going to help you so that it works for you, and you will see God manifest goodness in your life. The blessing is going to heal you and fix everything that is broken in your life. Have faith in the blessing on your life. I'm going to be telling you how rich this blessing is going to make you, and you are going to get faith for this blessing to work in your life like never before. The devil can't stop it. Nothing in this world can remove it. The blessing is of God, and it doesn't wear out or break down. Neither do you toil for it, and it has no sorrow with it. The blessing is truly going to be a blessing to you, and it is your inheritance right now. This is God's manifested goodness in your life, and the people are going to see it that all are around you, the goodness of God in your life. This is the time for the blessing in your life, and it is going to heal you, deliver you, fix everything that is broken, save you from everything you need saved from, and prosper you in every area of your life. I'm going to give you the word on the blessing so you can see it manifested in your life right now. You need it, don't you? You need the manifestation of the blessing. Well, it's yours right now. You are qualified for the blessing, and you qualified by the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of your Lord Jesus Christ. So, you are qualified. Now give God praise and receive this blessing. Tell Him you want that blessing right now operating in your life, and you have faith for it, and you have faith in Him.